Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Cardi B and Diplo both flexed at Art Basel in their own special ways.
And Machine Gun Kelly comes face to face with his past. Hey, y'all, welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
All right, now Brad and Gary are out today, but joining the party once again, we have the amazing singer and TV personality, Miss Tamar Braxton.
Hello, hello. It's great to be back. And let's start with the Dish Baby Report. So y'all, guess what?
What?
Kiki is pregnant, y'all. Now, I don't mean my girl Kiki Wyatt. I am talking about Kiki Palmer. Yes, I'm so excited for her. She hosted SNL, and during the monologue revealed that she's expecting a baby. Check it out.
People have been in my comments saying Kiki's having a baby. Kiki's pregnant. And I want to set the record straight. I am.
Congratulations.
I know. All right, now this will be Kiki's first child, and the father is her boyfriend, Darius Jackson.
Let's see if this is a gateway baby or not.
Oh, yeah?
Gateway to?
More babies.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can compete with the other little Kiki.
No, I believe that, I don't think Kiki's going one-on-one, or one and done on babies. I believe she's going to have several, for sure.
And she's going to be the fun mom.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah. I love her little teeny-weeny baby bump, though. It's so cute.
Yo, I'm just going to confess right now, like, when I was watching this monologue and she had the jacket on, I was just like, oh my gosh, like she had him lifted up way up high. And that was my first indication that like maybe there was a baby on board.
The milk has already arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
the milk's
my God.
Here.
I'm just saying.
Y'all are silly.
No, but like it couldn't happen to a nicer person. And then also on top of that, I mean like to pop it off with a big reveal coming straight out the gate, but she nailed every available sketch that she was in on SNL.
Absolutely, Kiki's hilarious.
Yes, as expected.
A tour de force.
The other thing that's so funny about this is like, you know, she's one of those people, she's been famous for so long, she was a child actress.
Yeah.
And so it's like a lot of times we don't let these people grow up in our heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to try to keep them 12 years old or whatever.
Yeah, she's grown. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so is her uterus. Apparently.
Well, okay, y'all, well, Art Basel just wrapped up over the weekend in Miami. If you don't know, Art Basel was a huge art fair for collectors, galleries, and artists. Mm-hmm. Man, it was a vibe, man. Now, Machine Gun Kelly performed at a Miami club around 4 a.m. to close out the party. And, of course, Megan Fox was there with him. They was kissing, doing shots, throwing wads of cash into the air. However, but it was his ex, Summer Rae, that got people talking. She crashed the party, sitting right across the dance floor from them. But she apparently didn't cause any trouble. She was just dancing with her friends and drinking Dom P straight out the bottle. You know, Viking style.
Awkward. Yeah, I don't want to sit across from my ex and his new girlfriend. First of all, them two can't keep their hands off each other. I'm talking about Machine Gun
Kelly.
It's
weird, isn't it?
It's not weird. I'm here for it, actually.
Yeah?
But if I was the ex, it would be like, that would be weird. If I watch my ex all over somebody kissing, doing shots, living their best life, no.
And all you're doing is kissing a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Summer Rae's bad. I don't think she was there alone. There's always men throwing themselves at Summer Rae. But I just want to call. Sorry, I just got to circle around to this 4 a.m. thing. Who is out partying? I can't party past midnight.
Yeah, the drugs is different in Miami.
You know what?
Let me tell you. Is there smells like a lot of fun out there?
You just have to be around the money. Like, don't smell the money.
It sounds like a good time for me.
Oh,
I'm here for it.
What is the latest show you've ever put on?
It's
for me,
relative.
5 a.m. Hamburg, Germany.
What?
Another group of people who don't know how to go home.
Okay, got
good
it. So what do you do at 5 a.m.?
Eat food to stay up and just drink just to keep the balloon
okay,
in the air.
Got
like,
it.
Yo, man, like I was going out bad. It's like, yo, just give me another shot.
Yeah.
Two more hours. We got it. Come on, let's go.
But do you stay up all night or do you go to sleep and wake up to do the performance?
I stayed up all night, but when it was all done,
I had
butted that pillow so hard that my imprint is probably still in it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, well, that wasn't the only thing happening to Art Basel. The company Mischief, are y'all up on Mischief? Have you ever heard of them?
I've seen them do some installations before.
Okay, they installed this, like, unusual ATM. And the way it works is if you put in your ATM card, the machine displayed your picture along with your checking account balance on a leaderboard for everybody to see. kind of like a who should you go rob now contest. DJ Diplo joined in on the fun. He shared a video that showed he hit the number one in the rankings with just over 3 milli in his bank account. But he says he didn't even hold on to the top spot for very long. A TikTok showed another guy taking the lead with over 5.5 milli.
What?
And then he captioned it, "Hey, sorry, bud," at Diplo. Then Diplo replied with a simple BRB.
Now, who's this TikTok person so I can slide in their DMs?
Yeah, right. Dang.
Yes. Yeah. My single mother budget on my ATM card is not up at the top of that leaderboard. Mm-hmm. So I need to slide. Real
would you feel confident enough to stick your card in the ATM?
No.
First off, I don't want to show up at the bottom of it and then also have to just like be like, no, I'm just playing you
exactly.
guys.
Exactly. Like, you know. I bought the wrong card. This is
the wrong card.
Let me go. I'll be right back.
They should have, like, a who's the poorest leaderboard.
Yeah.
Would that line be long, though?
I don't know.
I don't think
people
so.
People are just weird. I got way less than you. Let's get it. Now, Cardi B was collecting her coins during Art Basel festivities in Miami over the weekend, but then a troll commented in a now-deleted tweet. Let me tell you what the girl... But I'll tell you what the troll said, and I'll use Gary's voice.
Okay.
Grammy winner Cardi B performing in someone's backyard. Well, you know Cardi B, man. She queen popper.
Yeah.
So she jumped right in there on Twitter, and she revealed that she made a lot of shmoney for a 35-minute performance in a now-deleted tweet. She wrote, can you hit it with your best card?
I think I can do that. Okay. I got paid $1 million to perform at this elite bankers event, private event, for 400 people and for only 35 minutes. Think about that when you type about this Grammy winner.
Woo!
Hello.
Okay.
35 minutes for $1 million.
Yo, that's like $30,000 a minute is what she was getting paid.
Amazing. Good for her. First of all, she's a female. You know what I mean? She's Latina. Like, she's doing a damn thing. Like, I'm here for it.
Have you put on like an interesting or private backyard show for anybody notable?
No, but I have made a substantial amount of money for 35 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
that only leads to more questions and more speculation
saying,
the way you teed that up, Tamar.
Okay, first
of
all,
on.
The reason why I say this is because, like, you get to a point when you're an artist where people really do want exclusivity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they will pay for your time. Yeah. And there you have it.
It is a fair exchange for my services.
Yeah.
Substantial is relative, though.
Yeah. All right, y'all. It's time for What the Fashion? Sorry, just trying to bring Gary into the room with us. Miss Julia Roberts wanted to honor her longtime friend and co-star George Clooney at the 45th annual Kennedy Center Honors in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. And she decided to wear a custom-made gown covered with photos of his face on it. Guys!
If you guys had to get a custom outfit made with a Dish co-host face on it, who would it be and why? Who would you choose?
I would probably choose Brat because I do wear a lot of like merchandise that supports artists and stuff
like that.
So that wouldn't be too far like off the path of things I would normally do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, T?
Man, that's an interesting one. Like, I do feel like if I could get a suit. Oh! If I could get a suit and it was just like Gary's face with his different frames, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had a whole suit of that, I would be flexing so hard on the red carpet with that.
Okay.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I guess it would be you.
Really?
You wear the coolest jackets.
Thank you.
Yes, you do. And so, you know, just to show off a little fashion flair, I think that it would be kind of cool.
If they saw me on your shirt, they would think I was dead. You know what I'm saying? Like an in memoriam, like
R.I.P.H.K.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
For my dead homie.
All right, coming up next, it only took about a year for rapper Bootsy. How did you say that?
Lil Bootsy.
And Gabrielle Union to have a war with their words. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So, from over a year ago, resurfaced of Gabrielle Union Wade commenting on Boosie Badass's obsession with her transgender daughter, Zaya Wade. Now, before we get into the drama, we're going to run back what Gabby said after being asked how her and DeWade supported Zaya's transition.
So far, so good, you know. Sorry, Boosie. He's so preoccupied.
Yeah, he is. Very
it's
much
almost
so.
Almost like thou doth protest too much, little booze.
I'm gonna look
You got a lot of on your mind.
Well, damn. So Boosie must have just seen the clip for the first time and he was heated. Maybe it was during that time where he got kicked off of social media. I don't know. But his Twitter fingers got to Twittering with a clap back. And he told Gabby her husband likes the eggplant and said he tried not to talk about their family, but this is what it's come to. Then he told Gabby to make Dwayne Wade feel good with a fake eggplant and then called her a white girl.
What?
Problematic. It's all problematic.
Yeah, a little toxic.
Yeah, but who sent this to him? That's the person who needs to be popped. Like, this is old. He should have asked, like, okay, well, when was this? When did she say this? Because, like, he seems a little, like, off now.
Why are you so obsessed with someone else's genitals?
Girl.
What's up with that? Why?
And then why are you attacking Dwayne? What he do?
What do I do to you? Dwayne Wade steal your milkshake? What, you know, why?
Oh, whoa.
You know, like, all right, it's time for
Tiggy or Skip It.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, you know what? Bears usually love honey, but this little one loves a little nose candy. You know what I'm saying?
No, like what?
Nose beers. I don't know if those things will make it to TV or not. I'm talking about this new film loosely based on a true story, Cocaine Bear.
Okay,
all right. Now, the plot is inspired by the 1985 true story of a drug runner's plane crash, missing cocaine, and the black bear that ate it and goes on a coke-fueled rampage for more blow and blood. Ooh, take a look.
The bear did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
Is this not the cinematic event of the year? Are we ticketing or skipping?
I'm smelling an Oscar.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, not in my bored hell.
What?
No. I don't want to see a doped up, cocaine-infused bear going around on a killing spree. No, thank you. It's just too much Netflix
in my
life.
I'm always looking for things to talk my kids out of going camping. This may just be the thing that'll put it over the top. I feel it was also a missed opportunity to call it Bear and Cane Bear.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for it. I've always wondered what happened when Yogi finally had enough and just let his bloodthirst come out. And so I'm here for it. I want to see every minute of it. I can't believe you don't want to see this, Tamar.
No. I don't even think the bear is with us anymore after doing that much cocaine.
Well, no. Supposedly the bear is stuffed and he's still here in Georgia somewhere. They stuffed him. This really happened. Like, first off, you eat an entire brick of cocaine. Like, first
it's
off,
over with. Yeah.
Number one predator on the planet for at least the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. They're eating on and off the menu.
So is the movie 20 minutes then? How long is the movie?
It's a 90-minute movie. Evidently, he keeps finding more cocaine.
Come on.
Switching gears, this holiday season, we all want to give a gift to our loved ones that makes them feel special, just like the relationship you share with them. That's why I'm giving my parents Storyworth.
They will love it. Storyworth is an online service that is a great way to preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's the perfect, thoughtful way of giving a gift.
That's right, HK. So every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice, like if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
Yo, with Storyworth, I'm giving those I love most a thoughtful personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/dish and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/dish to save $10 on your very first purchase.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It looks like former Spice Girl Mel B is giving out the biggest douchebag award of 2022. Yes. So during a TV appearance in the UK, Mel B was asked, who is the biggest celebrity you've ever met? So in response, she said, so there's a few. Jerry Halliwell, Jesse J. James Corden, and me. I don't know about calling yourself a douchebag, though.
Why is she calling out Ginger Spice? That's one of her girls.
Maybe there's a reason why Ginger left the group at some point.
Aren't they beefing? I think they've been beefing for a couple decades now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, this is clearly not James's year, because it's like the third or fourth time recently over him getting called out about his behavior. Like, it's starting to feel real. Because I always believed, like, he's the carpool karaoke next guy.
Yeah. Well, it's the self-accountability for me. She called herself out.
Yeah. When you know, you know.
She is the scary Spice, so.
Oh, my God.
You would expect. But also, what did Jessie J do?
I don't know. I wonder. It's weird.
I would not want to be on Mel B's, like, list, you know?
Yeah, especially, like, when you've been appointed by someone who also self-proclaims that she is a
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
well, at least she's dishing it out evenly.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Well, moving on, the cheating scandal between Good Morning America host TJ Holmes and Amy Robach definitely has the world in a frenzy. And news just broke that ABC had taken the host off the air while this whole mess is sorted out. Yeah. Congratulations, you gave them more time to have sex with each other. But now, new detail has emerged that has Black Twitter clowning TJ Holmes right now. So apparently, fans was able to find out what his government name is.
Oh, gosh, what is it?
Are y'all ready for this?
Hit me, buddy.
Ready.
Lutelius Holmes Jr.
Lutelius?
Yeah. Lutelius, if you're nasty.
Bye, Lutelius. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell you something. Twitter, FBI will find out everything.
How
okay?
did they do this? How does that information even out there?
I don't know. It's crazy to me how they find out every single thing. They will find out your third grade teacher.
Instead of going with TJ Holmes, like, what about LT Holmes? Like,
LT!
What's wrong with LT?
I don't know. Does it sound newsy or porny?
Oh, my gosh. Do you think in the... Oh, this is so disgusting. Do you think in the throes of passion that he's like, Amy, 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 and she's like, Lutelius.
She's definitely not calling him
Lutelius. Is she whispering
Lutelius
into his ear?
Listen, Linda's Lutelius. Not calling him Lutelius.
Lutelius, do that thing.
It sounds like an owner of the chicken shack. That's not that.
TJ! Say my name. Lutelius.
Lutelius. If he don't go home, child.
Leave him alone.
No, I won't.
I mean, as long... Well, I feel like some divorces are coming. We haven't seen the end of this story yet.
No.
But I think it's messed up for them to separate them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we know what you did last summer. You know what I mean? Like, just keep it rocking. Like, this gives people more of a reason to watch.
Yeah,
let me tell you, the ratings would have went through the roof if they'd have left them on, let them squirm.
Yeah, because I was watching.
There we go.
For sure.
Just to see how awkward it was going to be.
I
want
to see the chemistry.
Yeah.
Okay. Lutelius, what's next?
Well, I'm going to Lutel you what's coming up. Okay.
Yes.
Up next, Amanda Seales is dishing about her experience with the big O. And I don't mean Oprah. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. This is the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
So Amanda Seales went on the Don't Call Me White Girl podcast and revealed that she didn't know that she was supposed to fake her orgasms.
Oh, child.
It wasn't until, like, she was with one guy who was upset that she didn't have an orgasm when she said, like, you know, what's the problem? He said she wasn't signaling the accomplishment.
What?
Well, you know, it's good to know when you finished a race.
Right, because, like... Because you might keep running, you know what I'm saying?
Otherwise,
you could have stopped a mile ago.
Who's telling women to fake orgasms?
Come on, you guys are guys. Oh, you're not going to put your back into it every time, right?
Yeah.
So if you're not going to put your back into it every time, you're not going to get the good response that you're looking for.
If it's a Yelp review, sometimes you give them two-star D.
Yeah, so if I
sometimes
like you...
Sometimes you give them five-star.
Yeah,
you
know
I like you and I got somewhere to be, baby.
Yeah.
I'm faking it.
Yeah.
Period.
You got somewhere to
be. Let's hurry it along. Guys are so crazy with it because once y'all race and won, it's over. It's good night.
It's like when you turn the power off on them wacky inflatable arm flailing tube, man.
Exactly.
That's my interest level. My interest level is...
It's true.
Nicely.
It's true. That's a good point. I'm going to go first from now on.
You win that next race. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.